It was a happy homecoming for Edinburgh. They pulled off the upset, defeating IUP by a score of 27-23. On a 73-yard drive, the first time they had the ball, 17-yard run by Bo Schwartz, and was 7-0. Extra point was good. And then coming up, IUP answers with a 75-yard drive, took 17 plays. Karst Hunter scores. Extra point no good. Edinburgh led by a score of 7-6, and they increased it, the lead. That came with 5:52 to go in the first half to 14-6. And then IUP coming right back, a drive that went 75 yards in seven plays. They got some big plays, pass play to Laney and Massey. Younger scores. They tried for 2 points. It didn't go. Edinburgh led 14-12, and that's the way the first half went. IUP got a field goal. That came up 15-14 as they went ahead. On a field goal 49 yards out, Nick Andresi, it hit the upright and tumbled over, and it was good. So the Crimson Hawks in the third quarter had a one-point lead, 15-14. However, on a punt, they muffed a punt. Edinburgh came right back and capitalized. Bo Schwartz scored from 2 yards out, and they made it with the pass for two, no good, 20-15. The Burrows still had the lead. We entered the fourth quarter, and IUP regained the lead. A 61-yard, nine-play drive. J.D. Younger scored, making it 23-20. The IUP defense was holding for quite a while, several occasions. But then the final drive, as Edinburgh gets the ball with 1:34 to go. I'll run you through it. They had a 4th-and-6 at their 47 with 1:09 to go. They had a 4th-and-7 at the 34 with 35 seconds. They got a pass play, was disputed for first down, but they got it with 19.8 to go. They got pass interference called on IUP, took it to the 12 with 13.9, and with 8 seconds left, a pass play from Isaac Bernards to Evan Lowe. He scores, extra point good, 27-23. They got an interception at the end, desperation pass, and the Crimson Hawks lose their second in a row. They drop to 4-2. Edinburgh goes to 2-4. Tough afternoon for the Crimson Hawks, who will be home to Seton Hill next Saturday. Jack Benedict reporting from Edinburgh, your hometown radio station.